Hi, this is Russell, and this is my audio blog. This is my post for today. I am thinking about a way of doing this online so that I can just, you know, like I would be able to write a post, I'd be able to go online, and there would be an applet or some sort of ActiveX control, probably not an ActiveX control, probably an applet, that I can then decide to record my thoughts or whatever, and then just automatically post them to the website, and the website would then post the audio online. The way I'm doing this right now, I'm using a program called Total Recorder that I actually purchased a few years ago. It's actually really nice, and what it'll allow you to do is record long bits of sound, which is nice because, you know, we all have multimedia machines, but there's actually no way in the default installation to record your voice for a period of time. It seems strange to me, but that's just the way it is, even though we're 5 years after the streaming media sort of revolution and you know, 12 years after QuickTime was first launched, I think 12 years, I think it was done in 1990, and we still don't have any way of really doing the, you know, doing a multimedia presentation without having to use some sort of extra program or anything. I think that it should be included inside the basic Windows or Macintosh or whatever installation. Maybe Macintosh has it. I actually really don't have an idea. I'm just talking about Windows. Windows doesn't have it. I don't like it. Okay, anyway. So I started this company a few years ago called Avidia. And the idea with Avidia was to do online multimedia presentations. The idea was I was going to go and record presentations at conferences and other things like that, you know, at the Small Business Association, wherever there would be interesting sort of presentations given. And I would record the presentation and put them on put the slides online and the information online, and the people who went to the conference could then review the slides afterwards in a multimedia way, and then the people who weren't at the conference could then pay later on, and you would split that with the people who ran the conference. It was sort of it was definitely a .com business plan. And so I did a bunch of research on how to record stuff online. And at that point, a couple of years ago, it wasn't really a lot you could do, but JDK 1.4 seems to have improved this media stuff quite a bit. So it looks like I can create a small JMF, Java Media Framework, application to record MP3 files and things like that. So it looks like I might be able to create some applications that would do something similar. But now, you know, the whole presentation thing has been done. There's a couple of good companies who are doing that now, so I don't want to try that. But in the blogging world, I think it would be kind of fun to hear different people's voices. For example, you could go out and you could hear, you know, instead of just reading their thoughts, you could hear their voices. You can actually hear them communicating in a way that, you know, you don't get from just reading their words. Maybe that's the best thing about blogs, is you don't actually have to listen to the person. Maybe they can communicate better on the page than they can on the using their voice. But I think that some people, I would actually like to hear their inflections and their tone of voice and their enthusiasm or whatever they're trying to do for a specific post. So anyway, I'm going to put this post online and I'm going to play, because I'm not really sure how to put the object on in the HTML. I haven't done this for a while, but I think I'm going to do it so it's just an object tag, and then, you know, either Windows or Real Media or whatever will grab it and put a little icon there so you can play it. We'll see what it looks like in a second. So that's about it. Okay, bye. This is Russ, and I'll post again soon.